Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar daily. After receiving Turning Point audio, turn to Turning Point booklet, where you can read the entire Bible through in 1 year systematically. Turning Point booklet is published monthly, also by me. Is available both on soft and hard copies. If you subscribe, it will be sent to your phone, and then you can do a yearly or a monthly subscription. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100510. Do so today. Welcome also to Monday, the 26th day in February 2024. 3 days to go this month. This month, see, owe you so many beautiful things that must be fully delivered before we step into the new month. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. You are in for a God's divine intervention in your journey of life this week. God will close this month for you in a happy note, and unexpected help and assistance will locate you. God will register you in the mind and heart of good people that will reach out to you to help and assist you. Restoration. I'm hearing restoration. What have you lost or missed? What were you denied or unnecessarily delayed? This week, it shall be restored back to you. Who is this? Some people set you up, so you are either sacked, denied your right, or a contract denied you. God has fought your battle. The truth shall be made known. You shall be called back to work, and that contract shall be rewarded to you. Growth. Growth. I'm hearing, pray for growth. Pray for their business, their work, platform, network, product, goods and services, and their ministry to grow. Then, what are you doing that is not growing, or growing as you desire, too slow, and is not developing? Your business or career, put your mind at it as I pray now. I prophesy growth and development in all you do. When God is in a thing, He grows. That work, career, that school, that ministry, that effort you are making shall grow rapidly. The key you need for growth and development, the change for profit and progress, oh, for connection, for bigger market, and meeting your target, receive it now. I say receive it now. Yes, in Jesus' name. You will start seeing growth and development. Whatever God leads you to do, to add, to drop, to change, whoever God is asking you to meet, please do so. Things will change for you forward. But remember what I have taught us here severally. Let your business outfit, your platform, be tight in. Pay tight on the net profit of your business, no matter how small or big. Just be faithful and sincere. That small outfit will soon become global and also generational. Once again, touch or raise your phone for alert upon alert prayers. I prophesy alert upon alert. Alert upon alert. Whatever takes money to do, you will do with ease. If you are owing, that debt shall be supernaturally canceled and paid off. Those owing you too will come under divine pressure to pay you. No matter the economic situation, naira dollar rate in Nigeria, inflation and hyperinflation in whatever country you are, you shall not be financially stressed. February 26th celebrant, open your hand for your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will celebrate February 26th yearly in joy, happiness, abundance, good health, and prosperity. Say amen. Listeners, let's round off this month. Let's spend the remaining 4 days in February and the first 3 days in March to do 4 days of teachings through questions and answers and 3 days of sharing testimonies. Then from March 4, we will do 1 week of personal intensive biblical and prophetic prayers as the Holy Ghost may direct our heart. First teachings today. Good day, my daddy, and thank God for your teachings. I need your counsel. The economic situation is not favorable to my husband since last year. In fact, we are unable to pay our house rent. My mom, I'm the only child to my mom, said we should go and perfect her own building, which is only to fix the ties and move in there. But my husband is rejecting the offer, saying his spirit does not agree. I am now thinking whether to move there with the children while he gets himself settled. Wow! Your husband, like most men, is troubled with ego. Men have ego. Thinking, how do I go to my in-laws building? Then, what would my wife be thinking? Or how would my wife be behaving? You are the one that will allay his fears. Oh, with the word, your character and your attitude. Assure them and allay his fears. Taking the children with you and leaving him behind is not the best. That will further demoralize him. And who knows, the devil can take advantage of that separation to decimate the marriage. If he's also on this platform, or you can play this message for him to listen. Sir, your situation is temporary. It will soon change. Accept to move to the house offered you. You will not have to be there for too long. Take that time to repackage, reinvent, and relaunch yourself back. Many people are still making it despite this economic situation in Nigeria. God will send helpers. Go to the new facilities. Next. Good morning, Daddy. Still on calling those who hurt or offended us to forgive. My husband asked me to do some spiritual rituals that will make me conceive again after our first daughter, which I refused. He became furious and then turned out to become a native doctor after 2 years of our church wedding. He left me and my daughter 5 years ago, have not spoken to us or asked about our welfare. Rather, he married a second wife and I have boys from her. I have developed high blood pressure as a result of what I went through with him. Please, Daddy, how do I call a native doctor, even though I have forgiven him for my own peace and a happiness sake? Thank you, sir. Wow. This subject of forgiving those who hurt us has received so many responses. I said then that it is not going to be easy, especially on issues such as you have just narrated here. Your husband walked out of the marriage, has moved on to another woman because you won't compromise your faith in God. You did the right thing. On your case, if you call at all, it is not to beg that you want to come back or go and become a native doctor like him. It is to say, despite all things, you want him to know that you are forgiving him from your heart. Not a long discussion, not argument, just for your peace with self and with God. As for developing high blood pressure, please work to reverse that. That's why my counsel all the time here for women is that they should work to earn their own income, have a career or a trade. So, should a husband decide to walk out or become hostile, you'll be able to stand financially. God will heal you of high blood pressure. Let your mind be at rest. God will never forget the righteous. Next, good morning, sir. I went into a relationship with a boy who lived with his mother in their family compound. His mother does not want to see me at all, always threatening me that she will poison me, and I already have a baby boy for his son. What should I do, sir? Wow, you put the cart before the horse. I guess also that you are a young girl. I'm treating this issue to teach other youngsters and their parents a lesson. This type of a thing should not happen. How can you get pregnant and to a boy that has not planned his life, has no job, has not gotten his life right, and is living with his mother? Boyfriend, girlfriend, and you got pregnant. You messed up. You missed it. You act stupidly and foolishly. Young stars, hearing this, your career falls. Then you must wait to be properly married. This is a bad story and a bad example. As to what to do, well, go and add value to your life. Give your son to them if they will take him, or to your own parents. Go back to school or learn a trade to earn a living. If not, some other men that may see you suffering will further take advantage of you, or this same irresponsible boy will get you pregnant again. Above all, give your life to Christ and grow in Him. Parents, see that your sons and daughters do not mess up like this. Let's stop here today. Please broadcast this to all on your contact. Let what is blessing you bless people connected to you. There will be no Ask Your Question broadcast this evening. Too many TPGF members and listeners have been pleading, "Daddy, rest your voice. Daddy, rest your voice." Well, this voice between church ministration and TPGF and our daily radio ministrations do at least 18 preachings, 18 ministrations every day, 2 prayer mountain services on Thursday, including Tuesday Word and Power service, invitation to minister in other churches and conferences, then unending counseling, meeting upon meeting. If not for your grace and your prayers, thank God, what we are saying will have been different. Thank God for your prayers and your love. I also plan to see our ENT expert to check the lung, the throat, and the voice box. I thank all of you. You can even see that the voice is getting better. Thank you so much. Month has ended. If you have not paid your tithe, if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership, and the vows, and the tutu, do so. God will continue to bless you. I prophesy on everyone today, go forward and never come back. God sent me and never go backward. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. TP.